Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show, our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Whoopi Goldberg is in the news. Our story begins with a comment she made while co-hosting ABC's The View. That alone should be enough to raise our eyebrows with anticipation. The comments coming from that program are about as farcical as Mad Magazine, although not nearly so entertaining. For example, there's nothing entertaining about the Holocaust, where over 6 million men, women, children, and babies were gassed, many pushed into ovens alive, literally exterminated just for being Jewish. Not a whole lot of humor in that. Yes, Whoopi has spouted off about the Holocaust. Now, she wasn't trying to be funny. She doesn't hate Jews. I'm not saying that. I don't want to be unfair to her. But she did say something which caused quite a stir. The Holocaust isn't about race, Goldberg said. And she said it in a manner which shocked even her co-hosts. Up until now, they seemed shockproof. Whoopi repeated herself. No, it's not about race. Then Joy Behar challenged her. Boy, I gotta tell you, when even Joy Behar is the voice of reason, something is amiss. Joy Behar said, well, they consider Jews a different race. It's not about race, Goldberg still insisted. What is it about? Behar asked. It's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about. So, for the record, Whoopi is still calling the Holocaust a bad event. Well, at least we're all grateful for that clarification, Whoopi. But I guess you wonder what her reasoning was. Why was the Holocaust not about racism? Whoopi explains, these are two white groups of people. See what she means? The Germans are white, the German Jews are white, the Jews living in Europe, they're all white. So it can't be about racism. Understand? Taking notes? Racism can only be about color. My friends, if this sounds like it's coming from out in left field, I urge you to study our current woke movement and the critical race theory being taught your children in public schools. Only white people are racists. Only people of color are victims, unless people of color like Larry Elder and Candace Owens speak against the woke movement. Then they, too, are white supremacists. Their skin may be black, but they're white supremacists. Got that? Paying attention? See how it works? Now, needless to say, Whoopi has come under a lot of flack. I'm just grateful we still live in a time when such a comment could get a person in trouble. She was temporarily suspended from The View. Had she been a conservative saying something offensive, she would have been fired. To her credit, Ms. Goldberg has apologized several times. Here's one of the early apologies. On today's show, I said the Holocaust is not about race, but about man's inhumanity to man. I should have said it is about both. As Jonathan Greenblatt from the Anti-Defamation League shared, the Holocaust was about the Nazi systematic annihilation of the Jewish people who they deemed to be an inferior race. I stand corrected. My friends, what she's trying to say is that while she does not consider the Jews to be any race unique from your basic run-of-the-mill white race, since Hitler did, since the Nazis did, I guess we can kind of, sort of, call this racism. They did mistakenly view the Jews as a race, after all. Yes, Hitler certainly did consider the Jews to be a race. One could be a Catholic priest, but if his great-grandfather was Jewish, off he went to a concentration camp for extermination. Look, I do like Whoopi Goldberg as an actress. She was phenomenal in Sister Act, and she deserved the Academy Award she won for Ghost. In Star Trek The Next Generation, she played a wise counselor named Guinan, a very likable character. I must admit, these days I listen to her and wish she could somehow channel the wisdom of that character before opening her mouth. Be that as it may, she apologized. I forgive her. That's more than the left ever gives the right, but I'm here to do what's right. She apologized. I forgive her. I forgive her as a Christian. I forgive her as a Jew. Dennis Prager went even further. Not only did he accept her apology, he went on to say that she was right, inasmuch as Judaism is a religion and not a race. Prager himself is Jewish, so obviously his own opinion of the subject has a certain credibility. And Prager is a man I admire greatly, although I only partially agree with him in this particular case. It's true that Judaism is a religion. Jews come in many nationalities and skin colors because anyone can convert, that's obvious. There are blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jews in Sweden, there are black Jews in Africa, there are black Jews in the United States, but Judaism is also a culture and a lineage and a heritage, the family of Abraham. Now, naturally, as people have converted to Judaism for thousands of years, not every single Jew is necessarily descended from Abraham. But we are dealing with a culture and nationality as well as a religion. Many Jewish atheists still identify as Jews. I was brought up in such a family myself. The religion means nothing to them. They still consider themselves to be Jewish. The high majority of this culture is a family, a nationality, a race, if you will. But inasmuch as so few know how to identify Jews, one wonders why so many hate this people group that they don't really understand. So perhaps a more haunting question today is the mystery of anti-Semitism. I did do an entire podcast on this subject titled The Mystery of Anti-Semitism, which you can still find. Go to cgmradio.com/Bob, cgmradio.com/Bob, The Mystery of Anti-Semitism. We'll get into this in much more detail there. The point right now is that hatred of Jews is irrational. The Nazis called them both a conspiracy of capitalists and a conspiracy of communists, two opposite opinions, but they both worked. And naturally, throughout church history, they have been called Christ killers, even though Jesus himself was Jewish, along with his original disciples. And this same Jesus died on purpose. It wasn't an accident. He died for all of our sins. So all of us are Christ killers in a manner of speaking, because if it hadn't been for me, if it hadn't been for you, Jesus would not have needed to die. The Bible does give a spiritual explanation for anti-Semitism found in Revelation chapter 12. Satan hates the Jews because through the Jews, Jesus came and offered salvation to the world. In the spirit of that salvation and forgiveness, I do forgive Whoopi. And so let's all raise our glasses to the view. Until next time, until the next stupid comment is made by somebody on the panel, we won't have to wait long. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.